At a policy conference last weekend, six Texas Tea Party leaders were asked this: do you want a strong Republican to oppose Senator John Cornyn's reelection? Five of them said yes.
Mr. Sticker,
your bottom dollar, yes.
Ms. Medina?
Absolutely.
Ms. McCarty?
Yes.
Mr. Krause?
I think good contests are always good for the party.
Included in that group were former gubernatorial candidate Deborah Medina, who now heads We Texans, a limited government group, Northeast Tarrant County Tea Party President Julie McCarty, and State Representatives Matt Krause from Fort Worth and Jonathan Stickland from Bedford. The fifth and most vocal critic was Joanne Fleming. She says her email list for Grassroots America reaches tens of thousands of Tea Party activists across the state. She's also the liaison between state Tea Party groups and the legislature.
I believe that Senator Cornyn has never been more vulnerable. If a credible candidate comes forward that can raise money, Senator Cornyn will have a race on his hands.
Fleming says she's fed up with Cornyn for several reasons. She says he served on a committee that raised money for Republican candidates but would not raise money for Tea Party contenders. And she claims Senator Cornyn has repeatedly declined to attend Tea Party town halls.
We don't like that because it makes him appear to be very, very establishment. And we believe that elected officials work for us instead of the other way around.
Fleming says the final straw was Cornyn's decision to oppose the talkathon waged by Texas's junior Senator Ted Cruz. He wants to pass legislation that defunds Obamacare, even if it shuts down the federal government. Fleming's message to Cornyn?
If he's got a better idea, we need to hear it.
Former U.S. House Majority Leader Dick Armey, who knows what it's like to navigate in Congress, was the sixth member on the panel. He defended Cornyn.
Let's first recognize our senator is principally with us most of the time, and we ought to be somewhat appreciative of that before we go trading horses in midstream.
And let me tell you where it changed for me, the dishonesty factor in it all.
That last voice you heard was Representative Jonathan Stickland, who's also miffed at how Cornyn has approached Obamacare funding.
The deception of acting like you are against something and then voting to help it along, that's where I have a serious problem with what happened.
A spokesman for Cornyn responded to the criticism by saying the senior senator has repeatedly called for killing Obamacare. He just disagreed with Senator Cruz's tactics for doing that. She said just last month, Cornyn met with Tea Party leaders from Denton, Frisco, and Addison, and she said he's led the Senate fight for adding a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution. But for some Tea Party activists, there still appears to be a disconnect. And Fleming says she's talking with at least two elected officials who are interested in Tea Party backing for a primary campaign against Cornyn. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.